In light of the government's thrust to promote heritage tourism in Jamaica, the managers of two historical sites are trying to take advantage of the benefits that can accrue from heritage tourism initiatives. Improvements are taking place at the Civil Great House and Heritage Park in St. Anne and the Good Hope Great House in Trelawney. The Civil Great House is getting a facelift, with funds allocated under the National Protective Areas Project of the National Environment and Planning Agency. Operations Manager at the Civil Great House and Heritage Park, Claudette Anderson, says the aim is to encourage more visitors to the site and to capitalize on its rich history. She says the Great House has so far received 13 sets of antique park benches with tables, along with 5 extra benches. The project also includes the installation of a gate in front of the property. Mrs. Anderson says replicas of the Taino village and the African house areas on the site will be refurbished and equipped with storyboards.
We are expecting to have Wi-Fi access in addition. So it's just a matter of just having the site open as a park as well as a museum so that persons can come and relax and enjoy the day.
At the moment, the Great House offers free admission to the heritage site. However, Mrs. Anderson discloses that the public will soon be asked to pay an entrance fee. There are plans to have the Great House and Heritage Park inscribed on the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO's World Heritage List.
We are about to embark on a project to get it listed on the UNESCO World Heritage Site. So in a matter of maybe 3 years at most, we should be have the process up and running to be listed on the World Heritage Site.
Mrs. Anderson notes that the site has received international recognition, having been placed on the UNESCO's tentative list. A tentative list is an inventory of those properties which each member state intends to consider for nomination to the World Heritage List. Situated on a 301-acre property, the Civil Great House is regarded as one of Jamaica's most significant heritage sites.
This is like a gem of Jamaica. Just to come here and know the history and the rich history of this site and its importance to Jamaican people, that in itself to me is a selling point.
Operations Manager at the Civil Great House and Heritage Park, Claudette Anderson. More than 80,000 persons visit the Trelawney-based Good Hope Great House on a yearly basis. General Manager at the facility, James Robertson, says continuous restoration work has been done on the 17th century buildings on the former sugar plantation by its 4 owners in the last 250 years.
We want to tell the story of sugar, coffee, rum. We want people to be able to really walk through buildings and visually see huge pictures, storyboards, artifacts, and understand how these things were made, how they were treated and processed.
Aside from viewing the Georgian architecture, visitors can participate in several activities, including river tubing, jet lining through the jungle, and plantation tours to places of interest.
We have thousands of people who come. Some of them only want to do a high tea on the terrace of a great house or a chef tour. Many of them want to come and see all of the buildings and understand it and have a cultural tour. And so we cater for all of those things.
Mr. Robertson, who is also chairman of the Georgian Society for Falmouth, has expressed the need for a budget to sustain heritage tourism and to exploit the country's natural resources.
Heritage tourism is massive business because no one can make it up. You can make as many tours as you like traveling around the countryside, but you have to have these extraordinary buildings. You can't make them. You can't build them.
General Manager at the Good Hope Great House, James Robertson.
The JCDC has a competition for everybody. Ladies, sign up for the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen by February 24 for your chance to become a cultural ambassador. For those talented in the kitchen, make sure you sign up for the Culinary Arts Competition by March 10. Writers, here is your chance. Sign up by April 28 for the Jamaica Creative Writing Competition. And calling all dancers, the World Reggae Dance Championship is here. Enter by June 23. Millions to be won in cash and the prizes. Check jcdc.gov.jm and social media.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.